There's a bunch of people saying of live by the sword and die by the sword, and that couldn't be more true for Garden City on Thursday night. Normally, you'd expect the Garden City would come out on fire after a 7-0 start and carry momentum throughout the rest of the first half. Normally, you'd expect Garden City to be able to execute late on in the game, as they've been one of the best second-half teams in 2024. But this was not a normal game. This was a game where both County and Garden City could not put together their offenses until late in the second half. The Tigers wind up hitting three-pointers late from Arzante Dallas and a surprise source in Damari Smith, helping the Tigers pull away after trailing by as much as 9 in the second half. On the other side for Garden City, the three-pointers would not fall. They started 2 of 3, they closed 3 of 27, which is a very uncharacteristic look for this Garden City squad. County did a good job defensively, but there were some shots in this game that Garden City normally hits that just would not fall. Braxton Jones and Jordan Fraser struggled throughout the second half, as Garden City's lone source of offense late came from inside the paint, from Thomas Toot and Charles Chukwu. Toot recorded his 9th double-double of the season, and Brody Robinson had his 10th, but it wasn't enough as the Bronkbusters fell short against another ranked opponent at home. Final score from Conestoga Arena, number 10 Cali 74, and Garden City 66. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.